ordered Israel to end its offensive, but it has made demands, as defence analyst Michael Clark explains.
First of all, to make sure that genocidal behaviour does not take place, which is really a push to the IDF, make sure there are some basic services for civilians, make sure that you preserve any evidence of genocidal behaviour, as you are obliged to do under the convention. And interestingly, you've got to report back to us within a month.
Hamas has described the court's decision as an important development. A court's heard that parents accused of the manslaughter of their newborn baby had been looking after her properly. Yesterday, Constance Martin and Mark Gordon were accused of treating their child as if she was refuse. They deny the charges. King Charles is said to be doing well after undergoing a procedure for an enlarged prostate. The monarch arrived at a London hospital this morning. Donald Trump's stormed out of a courtroom in New York as it heard closing arguments in a damages claim against him. E. Jean Carroll is bringing the case after a jury previously found him liable for sexually abusing her in the 1990s and for defaming her afterwards. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp hopes fans respect his decision to walk away from the job at the end of the season. The German's been in the role since 2015 and won six major trophies. He hopes to add to that tally over the next few months.
We will be completely in it and we will fight for everything. I'm here with 100% and that's the good news. I just know I cannot do the job in the future, but I can do it very well right now, and that's what I will do.
Taylor Swift has become the subject of explicit AI-generated images. US media reports say deepfakes were circulating for 19 hours on social media before being taken down. X says it has a zero-tolerance policy. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight it will remain dry with mainly clear skies throughout. Just the odd patch of cloud will be drifting by at times and light to gentle winds. Now, let's take a look at Saturday. It will be continuing to be dry. Another bright and sunny day with plenty of wintry sunshine about. However, a few light patches may continue to drift in for some of us. Overnight lows of 1 tonight, but tomorrow we have highs of 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome back to the last hour of Drive. We have got greatest pick from our Xanthi. We have got a brilliant Shake It Off session and an even better guest today. Yes, Steve Linton. We'll be chatting to him from Brentwood Town FC and see how he got involved with that just after Chic with La Freak.
One, two, three. Aww, freak out. You freak, say chic. Freak out. You freak, say chic. Everyone, it's up to you.
Oh, Freak LaChic, you know, my guest Steve's here now, and he just said, oh, he said, it wasn't that from that chart as well you played back in 79? Yes, it was. He caught me out. That's how I got the idea to play that one. So my guest today is Steve Linton of Brentwood FC, and he's here to talk about the 3G project, but I just want to find out a little bit about him. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, I should have taken a breath, really. I don't know why I wasn't taking a breath there. Oh, you've got a very good radio voice, by the way, Steve.
Yeah, as a lot of people have said, I've got a face for radio, so, yeah, that's what's probably brought me here today.
Nice one. It's your local boy as well, isn't you? So.
Yeah. Literally a five-minute drive up the road, so very near to here, yeah.
Really handy, isn't it, to pop in on the fourth Friday of every month now, right?
Yeah, exactly, that's right, yeah. I'm just really, really pleased to, to be invited along, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do so much together with the sort of Brentwood, not us personally, but obviously the station and Brentwood Town Football Club, and there's so much going on. But how did you, before we get onto the project and the reason that really you're here, I want to find out how you kind of got involved, really, Steve.
Yeah, okay, quite an unusual story, really, because I've never been what I would say a fan of non-league football. I've got a season ticket at a Premiership club, as you know.
We speak
about that off-air. But it went back a few years ago. I mean, I'm not one of these supporters that's been going and watching them for years and years. It went back a few years ago during the infamous COVID times when, really, people couldn't go out. There was limited things you could do. There was restrictions on crowds, so there was no football going on. And then when things opened up a little bit, non-league football was getting people to come along. And I think that ultimately my wife wanted me out of the house on a Saturday. And said to me, listen, why don't you go down to Brentwood? You know, you're eager to go and watch football again. Go down. And, that's what brought me down to see them. And, after the first match or so, kind of fell in love with the whole thing that non-league football's all about. And I think until you've come down and experienced it, it's something that is different.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, is there, really? You know, walking along with your beer as well, you know, it's and the clubhouse, meeting everybody, and just that more social community kind of feel, rather than, I mean, like, you know, I'm a season ticket holder as well for the best club in London. It's massive, I've heard. But ultimately, you know, it's a great experience, but not the same as local league football. It's much better, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's different. I think it's different. And to go and experience what it's all about is really good. And you're there, you're next to the players.
Yeah.
You can hear what's going on the pitch. After the game, people come in, the ref and the officials and everybody mixes. It's really, really sociable. It's the sociable aspect of it as well, which is really good.
Yeah, and you get to know everyone, don't you? That's
yeah, exactly, you do, yeah. Yeah, you do.
Everyone knows your name in the end, do you know what I mean?
They do, yeah. Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But
well, what you been up to? We've got to talk off-air about that, have we, Steve?
Yeah, yeah. I think we will do, yeah, yeah.
So listen, can you enlighten us a little bit? Because I'm really, excited about this, because I love, community hubs, you know. I've seen it happen and work for so many communities around, sort of, the southeast, to be fair. But it's the 3G project that you're helping to work on now. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Steve?
Yeah, so the 3G project really kicked off summer of last year. Our aim is to raise some money to be able to have a 4G pitch installed, an all-weather pitch at the arena here in Brentwood. What we really want to do with that is to be able to push the club out to the local community, to reach out to get a lot of different people involved, and a lot of people to reap the benefit of having an all-weather football pitch. Mm. That could be anything, you know, from schools to different clubs and associations in the area. And also it benefits the football club as well.
Totally.
So it's a lot more planning can go on. You don't have to rely on the weather.
Mm. Especially nowadays, doesn't it? It means less match postponements, doesn't it, really, essentially?
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of one of the reasons. But, Brentwood, we want to be a community club. We have partnerships, and we're building partnerships with local businesses, trying to promote them. They're promoting us. We're trying to work together with them. Things are working really quite well at the moment. We've got some more bonds to make with people. So it's exciting watch this space and, see what's going on.
Yeah, because you're actually right, because a lot of people think all the local clubs, it's just literally about the 11 blokes, just like you're playing the game of football, essentially. But it's much more than that as well, from what the club can actually bring into your local community as well. Like you say, working with the other schools and things like that. You know, if you've got everything in place, you can do so much more, and it can be a community hub, can't it?
Yeah, we also run once a month at the football club as well, outside of the football Essex business meetings. So local businesses in the area can come along before work, grab a coffee and a quick breakfast and talk business to different industries. And we sometimes have guest speakers that come along. So that's the start of it. That's what we do from that point of view, and we host that. And off the back of that, we try to do whatever we can to enhance our branding, but also to swap industries with different people and try and get the local community to work together.
Yeah, it's a brilliant project, and exciting to be part of, right? You must be.
Yeah, it is. It is very exciting because, particularly from the outset, from day one, it's exciting. Anybody that half knows me knows that I've got a passion for football, so that's really good. The guys that are involved at Brentwood, chairman and vice chairman, and commercial directors, you know, they're fantastic people that do. Unbelievable work. We're all really just kind of we're all steering towards one particular goal, really, and that's what's good. So
yes, a new era of the club and for the community ultimately.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're really trying to strive to get promotion this year, which is going to be a great thing for us to try and get up to the Ishmael Premier League.
We're sitting in fourth at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Exactly. So we're at home tomorrow to Wolverhampton. Going to quickly plug that 3 o'clock down at the arena.
Yeah.
We need 3 points on that to keep this promotion ship going in the right direction.
Yeah, got 38 points at the moment, and Wolverhampton sitting in 10th. I am looking at that because I'm terrible with stats. Yeah, because I did write a couple of notes down there. But it's about getting to the league. Like, if you've never been to like one of the local league footballs, because I mean, you know me, Steve. I go to a lot of the women's football, and it kind of feels a little bit like that as well. To be fair, a lot of it was some of the attendances and that. And so, what would you say to anybody that's listening there, thinking, "Oh, do you know what? I ain't popping along. It's going to be a nice sunny day tomorrow. Proper 3 o'clock kickoff, which we don't always have in the Premier League, to be fair, which is really nice. What would you say to people, anyone wants to come down and watch the match?
I would say definitely, you know, come down with a couple of people, come down with a couple of friends. Treat it as a social afternoon, not just to come down for the 90 minutes of football. Come here a little bit early. Bar's going to be open a little bit earlier tomorrow. There's live FA Cup football that's on. Oh, yeah. So that will be on in the clubhouse, just to encourage people to come down, have a look, see what's going on, talk to people in the clubhouse. There's people that have been going over to Brentwood now for 20 plus years. So people that know a lot more and a lot more knowledgeable about the club than I am, and can tell you lots of stories about things that have happened in the past, as well as today we're trying to make stories for the future. So I'd say come along, a few people, definitely a couple of people, come along with some friends, be open-minded. You know, you can stand outside, you can have a drink and put your drink on the wall and watch the game. There's hot and cold food that's going to be served. Mm-hmm. And you know that when you're spending your money in a local club where it makes a difference. The £10 entry fee, honestly, makes a difference.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Well, it's under, I forgot what it was now, the prices of it. Is it under eights are free, I think? Yeah, that's it, under eights are free.
Yeah.
So this is, it's an amazing little club. I've been over there a couple of times myself, and I must admit, when I do get more time, I will be coming over. And you can go to brentwoodtownfc.co.uk as well if you want more information. And then you're going to be back next month, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, definitely. People are not going to get rid of me that quick. So, in the fourth Friday of every month.
Yeah, we might have to put a little warning sign up because, obviously, you know, it's going to come a point we're going to talk about West Ham. It's going to happen, isn't it?
I'm really trying to pull myself back. No. This is Brentwood Town. This is what we're here for.
Yes, we are. Yes. Anyway, listen, Steve, thanks so much for today. Listen, I'm going to do the ads in a second because you asked for... I asked you, didn't I, what song would you like? And you said anything for... You love Britpop, didn't you? So it's Oasis and Roll With It.
Brilliant.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Steve. Hang on. It's your first one there. Yes. See you in 4 weeks, Steve. Thank you.
Cheers.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so, I'll have to play.
You'll expect Star Murder on the dance floor here on Phoenix FM on Friday. Yeah, it's Friday the 26th of Jan at 5:26. Now, we've got the travel coming up. I'm going to have a look at that for you in a minute. But first, let's hear from our Xanthi.
Hello, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrman from Great Ease. My drive time choice for you this week is from an album that was number one this week in 1988, and it stayed at the top of the charts for 8 weeks. The album was Introducing the Hardline, according to Terence Trent D'Arby, and this, his debut single, is If You Let Me Stay.
Sweetheart, listen. I know the last few things haven't been good for the both of us, and I've caused you a lot of grief. Put those bags down, okay? Before you make a decision like that, please just listen to me, because I don't want to leave. I definitely don't want to leave. Just hear me out.
A lot, Xanthi. And remember, you can catch Xanthi's Greatest Show between 8 and 10 every Sunday night. How wonderful is that? Right, now, shall I take you over to the travel? Coming in.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So there's delays on the M25. It's anti-clockwise coming back from Kent into Essex. It's at the Dartford Tunnel. To travel time you're looking at, not an unusual one, but around 20 minutes there back to Junction 3 on the M20. Now, the M11 London bound slow traffic between Junction 5, that's Loughton, and Junction 4. Also slow on the 406 towards Tottenham and Edmonton. Now, A12 northbound slow traffic between Junction 16, Gallywood and Boreham Interchange. In A120, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and Marks Tay Interchange. Over in Billericay, slow moving traffic, South End Road. That's the A129 northbound between Barley Lands Farm and London Road. A120 eastbound, slow approaching Galley's Corner, looking around 15 minutes there. Here in Brentwood, though, there's slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street. Chelmsford is usual traffic all around the Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Also in Cymbeline Way, yes, it's slow moving traffic all around that area as well. Same thing we expect on this time on a Friday. Now let's head over to the Tube because the rail is looking okay again. Now if you're heading out onto the Tube or coming home, there's minor delays on the Bakerloo line due to cancellations, severe delays on the Central line, shortage of trains. So really, that's a really dodgy one at the moment. Trains not stopping on Piccadilly line and District line westbound, that is at Ballins Court, and severe delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to cancellations. Underground stations closed on Northern line at Kentish Town, and trains not stopping Piccadilly line and District line at West Barron's Court. I've just said that one. And finally, minor delays on Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport due to a shortage of trains. There's a good service for the rest of the rail tubes. So, yeah, that is it from the updates from me. Unless there's anything major comes in within the next half an hour, you'll be hearing back from me for more updates on Monday. Should I stay or should I go with a Clash? Don't worry. We've only got 25 minutes together and I'll hand you over to Daniel and then I can go.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on. Indecision's bugging me.
Indecision may molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Say when you care, me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Hey,
don't you
stand.
Know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
My
I don't know what happened there, but yes, Daniel will be in the next 25 minutes, just taking over the reins from me. And it's a really brilliant songs that he plays. Something that you really wouldn't even dream of listening to. You're like, goodness me, I've got to find out what this is. I've got so many more different kinds of music on my playlist, all thanks to Daniel. So cheers for that. So he'll be taking over at 6 o'clock. And we've got the Golden Years with Andy Gilson from 10, taking us right up to Destination Dawn. And before that, of course, as well, we've got the Resurrection Show coming up at 8 p.m. with Paul Golder as well. Indie, alternative and local acts he has as well. So that's all coming up at 8 o'clock. But now, it's Blur with Charmous Man.
I met him in a crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way, he knows his claret from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been running cry, but then nature didn't make him that way.
To drive, every time I give Paul Golder a shout in the Resurrection Show, I just realise what I tend to do. I always tend to then put on a Blur song. It's just that I know that he's a massive Blur fan, as I am. So I say, it obviously reminds me of that. And I think, oh, I'll put one of those on. So there you go. There's the link. Right, coming up, we're going back to 1983, I think it was. Yes, it is. I'm actually right. Goodness me. With David Bowie and Modern Love. love. I'm going to give you another teaser of the guest, the intro, in a minute. Also got the Shake It Off session. I've not even given you a clue yet, have I? Well, I won't give you a clue. I'll tell you what it is, because it's that late. Yeah, weekend, blinding lights. That will come up at any time. Oh, we've got another 17 minutes. That could come up at any time. But if you are out shopping and you can spare anything, Brentwood Food Bank. Now, it's part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust. And give you a little idea, actually, Tuesday before Christmas, the food bank fed an unprecedented 177 people just in one day. So these are all the items that are kind of really urgently needed. Obviously, all-day breakfast, ravioli. These are all tin goods, braising steak, chicken in sauce. Other items are like biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta, toiletries, washing up liquid, powders, all cleaners, bleaches, a bit of everything, really. And you can donate the food to your local store. There's one at Sainsbury's, William Hunt Way, between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. The box is at the storefront. Also, Tesco's Express in the High Street in Brentwood, between 7 in the morning and 10 at night. And again, the box is at the storefront. And for more information, well, you can go to phoenixfm.com and you'll find all the news stories on there as well. And again, there's no pressure, but if you can pick up a couple of extra bits for people that we need, that's brilliant. Now, I will give you another little guess the intro. Oh.
Guess the intro.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025, or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, no, that's terrible if you're listening, Tony. I think that's the first time I've played that promo. Naughty me. I'll have to dig out the other weekend ones. Well, that's it from me. It's another week of drive. Thank you so much for keeping me company all week and all of your suggestions. And a huge thank you to Steve Linton. And of course, he will be back next month to talk about everything Brentwood FC. Cannot wait already. All the guests that we've had in this week, all everything will be up online on the phoenixfm.com website. But now, I'm going to leave you with Coldplay. That's coming up in a second, and before that, it is the guest, the intro. Yeah, it's CC Peniston. And finally, and remember, stick around for Daniel. Have a brilliant weekend, no matter what you're doing. I'm off to Bristol on the National Express.
Skin and the girl, she expected the world, but it flew away from her reach, so she ran away in her sleep.